Let the wheels give a glimpse of hope and once grind. Sunset hope, how you get so fly? I said from not being afraid to fall out the sky. My physical's a shell, so when I say farewell, my soul will find an even higher plane to dwell. So fly you shell, so have no fear. Just know that life is but a beach chair.
I hear my angels.
But
I hear my angels.
Life is just a dream.
Wake up. I hear my angels.
Life is just a dream. Life is but a dream. Life is but a dream. Can't mimic my life. I'm the thinnest cut slice. In the cut, the winner's cup. With winter's rough enough to interrupt life. That's why I'm both saint and sinner. Nice. This is Jay every day. No compromise.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Expressive Espresso. I am your host, Alexis E. Andrew. I would also like to say happy belated Mother's Day to all the new moms who felt so excited about their first Mother's Day, the soon-to-be mothers, and the mothers like me who took the day to actually relax. And I'm putting air quotations around relax because I actually didn't do that. I definitely intended to relax, but Jojo, that's my son's nickname, had a fever this weekend and he was super clingy. So it's definitely a balancing act with me when it comes to being a life partner, mother, manager of a family of five, a friend, daughter, the creative director of a pivoting business, full-time employee, guest blogger, and podcast host. So, like I said, Mother's Day was intended for me to rest, but at the same time, I'm always on the move, making sure my goals are getting accomplished. I used to look at other families and think, man, they make it look so easy, but that was because we're not looking, or me, I wasn't looking at the behind the scenes. And now that I'm actually behind the scenes, how can somebody stay balanced as an entrepreneur, employee, side hustler, or even a stay-at-home person? I have a few techniques that applied. The number one thing while prioritizing or practicing the balancing act is having a strong support system. And that is so important as you're trying to do this because life always happens. And what I mean with life is there will be that phone call from daycare saying that your child has a fever and it's time to pick your child up, or even another phone call from someone who's close to you saying that their tire is blown on the highway. So now what do you do? Well, if you have a strong support system behind you, what you can do is you can heavily rely on them and then you can go to the places that you need to be. Hopefully your position or the job that you have for yourself is very flexible where when life happens, you'll be able to pivot correctly. Another technique to practice while doing the balancing act, plan backwards from the goal date and fill in the blanks. So for example, let's say you have a due date for the first draft of 15 essays due, and today is actually May 15th, so that would be due on May 20th. What I would do is I would start off with all of my high priority projects that I know need to be completed for the week. Get those on the board or the calendar first. I would give myself a few hours or a half hour for any urgencies just to have some lead time. Then I would fill in the blanks with those secondary projects. Next, I'm going to break down those 15 essays that are due within the days. So like I said, since today is the 15th, I will start tomorrow writing 3 essays a day, including 3 on the due date since it's only for the verse draft and that's just a rough draft. And a final technique is to analyze the situation. When planning allows some time for flexibility. So another example, let's just say you're responsible for a weekly project that's due every Wednesday at noon, no matter what. Take inventory on how long it takes you to complete this certain project. It could take an hour, maybe more, maybe less. During that hour, you will also need to determine, are you able to have distractions? Can you multitask while doing that? And if you can't have any distractions or multitask for this project, then what you would need to do is block those distractions. You can use that by using a do not disturb on your phone, or you can download certain apps like Self Control, Freedom, and Stay Focused, which are apps that can be utilized to block distractions from your Mac or PC. That way you can be 100% fully focused on your projects. And that's at least, of course, until life has its way of happening. A final technique is to analyze the time of day you have the highest productivity. I'm a night owl. At this time, I'm actually recording this episode at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. And that's when my best work is done, late at night when everyone is asleep. But the caveat of that is when the morning comes and I usually feel exhausted. So if you're like that, plan a night where in the morning you don't have as many projects to work on. So when you actually do wake up, it can balance out and you won't feel so exhausted. Thank you so much for continuing the SIP podcast. I've been your host, Alexis DeAndrew. And until we meet again, have a great week.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin with Cop Stop Guardian. And I just have one important question. Do you have policeitis? What is policeitis, you ask? Well, policeitis is that anxiety feeling you get whenever you see a black and white car on the road, be it an actual police car, or just two cars driving in front of each other that happen to be black and white. Now, whether you're black, Latino, Muslim American, and yes, even white, we've all had that feeling. And it comes from the fear of being stopped by the police and not knowing if that stop is going to be a routinely harmless experience or one that can ruin the rest of our lives. The fact is, most of us don't know the law. And because most of us don't know the law, we either intensify what is potentially a harmless situation, or we get taken advantage of by officers abusing their authority and left feeling like a victim by a system created to ensure our safety. Well, we're here to let you know the cure for policeitis has arrived. We've created Cop Stop Guardian to be your personal police stop 911. Our Cop Stop operators will literally act as a guardian during your police stop, assisting the driver and citizen in communicating with the officer while also documenting the police stop to make sure everyone gets home safely. Now, how awesome is that? Your very own traffic stop big brother. Come on, you gotta give it up. It is a pretty good idea. But this is where you come in, everyone. We need your help. Cop Stop Guardian is a nonprofit and needs the support of the people we're trying to help. So to support us and donate, please go to GoFundMe.com/CopStopGuardian. Or you can go to CopStopGuardian.com to donate. If you don't have any money at the time and just want to donate resources, please contact us at CopStopGuardian@gmail.com and we will be happy to hear from you. Thank you for your support and we will see you in the streets.